Deadspin sold to European startup, entire staff laid off. By Warner Todd Houston on March 11, 2024. The left-wing sports news site Deadspin is under new management as of Monday, and its entire staff is now looking for a job. The website was sold to a journalism startup from Europe, and on Monday, staffers were told that the new company would completely clean house and start with all new employees. Jim Spanfeller, the CEO of parent company GeoMedia that sold the sports site, broke the news to employees in a memo that sent them all scrambling. "Recently, we were approached by the European firm Lineup Publishing expressing interest in purchasing Deadspin to add to their growing media holdings," Spanfeller said in his message to the New York Post. Spanfeller said Lineup Publishing has decided not to carry over any of the site's existing staff and instead build a new team more in line with their editorial vision for the brand. The rationale behind the decision to sell included a variety of important factors that include the buyer's editorial plans for the brand, tough competition in the sports journalism sector, and a valuation that reflected a sizable premium from our original purchase price for the site, Spanfeller explained. GeoMedia has owned Deadspin since 2019. The Daily Beast added that the now-fired employees were immediately locked out of all company emails, workflow, and computer systems. Those employees at the office were escorted off the premises. The firings come on the tail of an embarrassing woke scandal in which one of the site's top writers accused a 9-year-old NFL fan of being a racist at a Kansas City Chiefs game last year. In November, senior Deadspin writer Karen Phillips blasted Chiefs fan Holden Armenta as a racist for wearing blackface at a game when images of the boy wearing an Indian headdress, a Chiefs jersey, and blackface paint went viral. Phillips blasted the child, his parents, and the NFL as a racist against both blacks and Native Americans. But what he didn't report was that the boy had half black and half red face paint, which are the colors of the NFL team, and that the boy himself has Native American heritage. The article was eventually updated to reflect more of the facts, but the family eventually filed a lawsuit against Deadspin for defamation, anyway. The entire incident was a severe stain on Deadspin's already woke, partisan reputation. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.